Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright.
Hi, Andy Dick.
So pass the bong and let's all get high.
The Dickster.
The Dickman.
It's another great day for drugs.
The man of Dickstinia.
It's raining hard outside.
The Dicker.
So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs.
The Dick Man.
My girlfriend's cat just died.
Andy Dick.
So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. It's another great day for drugs. The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. Loving you.
Oh, yeah.
Is very nice.
Wow.
But not as nice as drugs.
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Tell me about it.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, no.
Right.
What about the vagina?
Exact accolades. Rob, what about Andy Dick and John Lovitz?
Yeah. Did you see this item in page 6 today?
No.
Yeah. It was revealed that John Lovitz beat Andy Dick's head against a bar because he was mad at him.
And nobody got it on video.
Who can blame him? Who can blame John Lovitz?
The backstory is great. When John Lovitz went in to substitute for Phil Hartman on news radio after Phil Hartman was shot,
right?
Andy Dick said to him, "You wouldn't even be here if I didn't give Bryn Hartman those drugs."
Oh, dear. And I guess John Lovitz didn't think that was particularly funny.
No, and Andy Dick approached him in a comedy club, and he thought he was going to get an apology. And Andy Dick said, "I don't even remember that." And then John Lovitz shoved his head against a bar.
Hey, John.
Five times.
Call the Dick Man. Put a call into the Dick Man, and let's see what's happening.
Very good.
Buzz Burbank. Hey, get out of here for a second.
He is the eager beaver. Matt, our intern, who had his little task and decided he was going to come out at the beginning of the commercial break. I sent him away then. Then he starts coming in. He's Johnny Eager, isn't he?
But he was very nonchalant when he came in. He didn't necessarily come to the microphone.
He's an intern. There's a sign that says on air. You don't come in when the on air sign is on.
You come in if you're summoned.
Right. Your tool. Besides, it's taking you 3 hours to get our goddamn candy.
Yeah, and he's grinning, and I just turned him away. He had this big grin on his face. I don't know what the results of this little mission is, the little bunny hunt, as Joe Hardinger calls
it. Either way, tomorrow we're going to have some sort of intern punishment because both Max the Pollock and Matt the Pollock and Leroy Montgomery were sent out approximately 3 hours ago to find us one of the brand new Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that has Elvis on it.
Now, Leroy Montgomery is nowhere to be seen so far.
Wow. And before we get to Matt and whatever he was able to do, we have breaking news from Buzz about Ron Mexico, Michael Vick.
The other shoe has dropped for Michael Vick. He has now been indicted on charges of transporting dogs across state line for the purpose of illegal fighting. Michael Vick indicted this afternoon. That's the word out of Atlanta.
So will he see time in the NFL this year?
He probably gets suspended.
Okay.
Probably get suspended.
Federal charges, I think. So.
Probably F up my fantasy draft.
All the dogs, I understand, were on herpes medication also.
Who let the dogs out?
You know what?
I don't want to talk to Robert the mailman right now. I know why he's calling. I realize that I lost a bet to him when the Miami Heat lost in the NBA playoffs, and we were not able to schedule our get-together because of his schedule and my schedule. But there is no way that I'm having Robert come over to the house. Now, I've not even gotten done entertaining.
They haven't left yet.
My current guest.
You've had weeks of company.
Shall I set him free?
Yeah.
All right.
No offense, Robert. I know you're there on hold. I just don't feel like being yelled at and being, because I know what it'll be. It'll be, the white man coming down and the black man.
Right.
I tell you what, although on one hand, nothing would make me happier than to show up tonight with my girlfriend's mother and Danny. Nothing would make me happier to show up with Robert the Mailman. The only problem to that is I would have to spend tonight with Robert the Mailman.
Well, maybe you can move it to the next major sporting event. I'm thinking the World Series.
I'd be glad to do it like next weekend.
He has a counteroffer.
What's his counteroffer?
He doesn't want to talk about that. As a matter of fact, he says he's past that. He wants to talk to you about the new football game.
Oh, the new video game.
I wouldn't put him right through. Hey, Bobby.
One of your best lines for a brother was, the brothers get 2K8 because it's cheaper than Madden.
Well, that is true, my friend. I do believe I said that a long time ago.
I picked it up today, man. It looks interesting.
How is it? How does it play, Robert?
It's going wonderful, man. I'm working my tail off. I'm working three jobs now, trying to pay things off, headed to Australia.
Are you going on another one of your world-hopping trips?
Yeah, Australia for 2 weeks. Looks like I'm going to cruise around Australia for 12 days. On a ship, and then I'm going back to Thailand to that special bar that I never got to tell you guys about.
Well, Robert, the last thing seriously I want you to think is that I'm backing out of our deal.
You're not Lucy, and I'm not Charlie Brown. That football is gone. I'm not even thinking about that no more, my friend.
Well, how about that?
He's mellow, Robert. I'm glad to hear that.
Cool.
Although I'd love to pay the bet off, and I will pay it off. I really seriously have been running a Holiday Inn for about 2 months now.
Did I not adhere to the agreement that I was behind the scenes? I didn't call.
You know what, Robert and I talked off the air and even sent emails and everything. You're very cool. And that's why, Robert, the offer is still there. And it's not even a bet now. You know what it is? It's just a social evening
out.
Very
good.
Okay?
Be honest with you, sir. My schedule now that I'm accelerating paying off bills to get to Australia, it would have to be an 08 anyway. I'm working straight through. My weekends are all taken.
Okay.
Then.
So you're off the hook. You're off the hook to 08. How about that?
Now, are you saying that in the white way or the black way?
You know what? You know what? I gotta tell you, I hate when you do this because I'm a hardworking colored. Porch monkey, whatever you want.
Stop that.
If you call me something negative in a negative way,
Robert,
a hardworking black man is still a Negro.
Bye!
Get out of here, please. Because when he says you're off the hook, that could either mean
you're cool.
The bet is off, or it could mean you're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
No, it sounds to me like you're talking NFL playoff action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crocodile Adams, there he is, off to Australia.
And then, of course, going back to Thailand, which will be his new home.
Yes, it will.
I believe that. That turnaround is less than 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's definitely going to live there.
Love it there.
I like that.
Well, I would like for him to come over sometime. I am fond of him. I thought of Robert over the weekend on one of the high-def channels. They were running the original Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Oh, you mean with Sidney Poitier and Spencer Tracy?
Not the remade one with Bernie Mac. But at one point, there's one particular drop that I wanted to play. I knew it would piss him off because it's Spencer Tracy, I think, who says, "Why? He's a Negro."
One of the great movies of all time and ahead of its time, that movie.
Yeah. Except for that ending, right, Rob? I know you didn't like the ending.
Rob hated the ending.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, what's up?
Yeah, hi, this is Mike Isaac calling back. Somebody put me on hold and I went into infinity.
Oh, okay.
Bye!
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. I'm just really padding right now, just making Max sweat it out. Matt.
I like calling. You know what? Why don't we change it
every day?
Let's call him Max.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How you doing? This is Clifton. Donnie Clifton.
This is who?
Donnie Clifton. You know Andy Kaufman, that imposter? This is Donnie Clifton.
Tony Clifton like Andy Kaufman?
Clifton. I'm going to get him in my damn voice.
He's doing like the Andy Kaufman thing, right?
Yeah.
Clifton was the voice of the
very timely. Yeah.
The other guy,
very timely. When was that? When was that even relevant?
I think around the time that we had that guy on the show right after Andy Kaufman died,
several years ago.
Bob Smoot. What's his name?
Smuta.
Where is Max?
Let's bring Max in.
Come here, office Max.
And no sign of Montgomery LeRoy.
Leroy
Montgomery.
Here now is Max the Pollock.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi there, Max. Do you have our candy?
Yeah, banana Reese's?
Yeah.
Hey.
Some assembly required.
Why
Here
is
we
there,
go. They don't make them, Don. I think you're lying to me.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You were BSing me about the fact that you might have them?
You made me go sit in a car with no air conditioning.
I know I did because you got here too early.
He got a box, a regular two-pack of Reese's peanut butter cups and a banana.
Right. Make your own.
Well, you know, it's easy because even if Leroy Montgomery shows up empty-handed, he has not violated the prime directive, which
doesn't
was
happen.
Not to return.
This is a goose
hold
hunt.
On, was not to return
until you have it.
Mm-hmm. You this will be the intern hunt. Who's punished.
They're not hitting 7-Eleven for 2 more weeks. He even told me that himself.
Listen, I'm going to have to prove you wrong. I stopped at a 7-Eleven last
on Route 7. You said
I last went to, night.
I went to every 7-Eleven on Route 7 from Sterling to Tyson's. No one even heard of them.
Really.
Really?
Really.
Well, yes,
you ever
I swear
try,
to God.
What do you mean no one ever heard of them? Like, that's how you're finding out? You ever try to get directions in a 7-Eleven?
Did you go to every... You're telling me that you went to every 7-Eleven on Route 7 in Virginia. Every 7-Eleven.
I went from Sterling to Tyson's.
Because you're going to look real dumb when I stop at that 7-Eleven tonight and buy that thing.
I am. Gonna look. You know, no, it's not going to happen because they don't exist. I'm standing by that. Here's
well,
your,
you know, here's the
Reese's
point. Let me just tell you what the point is. The instructions were, you know, I'm not even going to enter the debate as to whether these exist or not. I believe you, when you say you saw them, that they do exist. The mission was not to return unless he had one. He has returned empty-handed.
This was a lose-lose situation.
Why? No, no, hold on. Why would I make this up? These things are advertised on TV. They've been in the newspaper. I have been in more than one store where I have seen the packaging.
You know why, Don? Because you couldn't break me with the fire extinguisher, so you decided to do it with heat and traffic. And I bet you broke into my car, too, didn't you?
He's a little stressed out. The boy is a little stressed
you
out
are
right
be,
now.
Tomorrow you are going to be tortured like you never have been tortured
before. I have a, you're going to, there they, Buzz just
yeah,
brought them
exist,
up on the internet.
Just not in any 7-Elevens okay. that I've ever
well,
been
there's
to.
A picture of it. So you
well,
know.
You've been to a bunch of them, but the
yeah,
fact
I went
is,
to everyone around here.
We need a kiddie pool for tomorrow.
You know what? I bet a good contest before the end of the show today would be the first listener to show up.
Right.
With an Elvis Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, so I keep my eyes on the prize here, the issue is that he will be in the kiddie pool tomorrow.
Oh, yes, he will.
With a woman's bathing suit?
Yes.
Yeah, very
stop
good.
Buying me, Mike.
All right. Hey, watch out. Don't get happy, you.
You know what? We'll have $1,000 if a listener shows up with one of those before 7 o'clock tonight.
All right. The challenge is out there. Bring by the
don't
Elvis
exist.
Peanut Butter Cup.
And I guess that means actually, what time does the show end? 10 till 7?
Yeah, 52.
Yeah, you got about 45 minutes.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. We'll see what happens then.
All we're looking for. Buzz, what's the description on that thing?
Let me go back to that page. I was doing some more research.
They're Elvis
it.
Peanut Butter Cups with banana on top.
Shut up. Oh, you're making it harder on yourself.
Try
you know that.
All right, here he is. Leroy Montgomery. Hi, Leroy.
Hey, Todd and Mike, what's up?
Have you had any luck?
Hey, I'm
hold on a second. That's a violation. That's a violation.
Oh, we've lost control of our interns. We have lost control of our interns. My God. What is happening to the show?
Leroy, our intern Leroy just said, I can't find those effing things anywhere.
Uh-huh. Montgomery, I have a question to ask Montgomery.
I hung up on him. He said the F word.
Oh, he's a moron.
He's gone. He said, obviously, he was not successful either. But here's the difference.
He did not show up back at the studio.
That's because he bails out at 5 o'clock every day anyway.
No, you just couldn't stand it.
Listen,
you couldn't stand it. You had to get back here and flap your gums.
We got a listener.
Frank.
If we've got a listener out there. You know where we are on Rockville Pike, right across the street from Barnes & Noble and the Supergiant. Show up with one of these Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with banana and Elvis on it and get $1,000.
It's that
easy.
It's
not going to happen. He can mush it in my face when he gets here with it because it's not happening.
Listen to Mr. Cocky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you're going to be proven wrong. You are going to be proven wrong. I mean, Buzz had them right there. They're there.
Yeah.
They're out
yeah,
there. They're
pictures
packaging.
All over the internet. They're just not being sold here.
Yeah, that's right.
Maryland or Virginia.
That's right. Get out of here.
The New York Post said in July to mark the 30th anniversary of the rock legend's death, Hershey will introduce a limited edition of its chocolate cup
in July.
Featuring a layer of peanut butter and a layer of
banana.
Yeah,
you're listening to this, smart ass?
In July. They came out 3 weeks ago.
In July.
I swear to God, I saw them on vacation in Ocean City. Look at him. Like we're making this up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yes, they also have the Elvis Peanut Butter Cups at Walgreens. I had one just about a week ago.
Well,
where are you calling from?
What city?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Mm-hmm. That still counts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just
hi.
Because our interns weren't bright enough to go to Baltimore.
You know, Mike, I'm going to stop on the way home tonight.
All
you,
right.
you don't have to go to Baltimore to get these stupid candies.
Hello?
No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you should try drugstores. Do you guys have a Walgreens out there?
That's what we're hearing. Walgreens.
Yes,
Walgreens.
There's lots of Walgreens. Mm-hmm. Matt, did you Max? Did you go to a Walgreens?
Not today, but I did. When was it? Last week when I tried.
Let me ask you a question, Matt. Did you go to only 7-Elevens?
No, I did not. I went to just about any place that would sell candy. Stopped everywhere I could find.
I just ate one right now, and I got it at Walgreens.
I got something else you can eat, honey.
Where are you calling from?
Shut up, Max.
I'm in San Francisco.
Thank you.
Did you go to Nordstrom?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Does it have to be the 2-pack, or can it be the bag of minis?
I mean, is it an Elvis peanut butter cup?
Okay, so it can be the minis?
If they make them in mini, but hold on, we're looking for the special. Oh my God, what am I saying? They're special.
Yeah,
they're everywhere. They have Elvis's. Elvis's picture on them.
I don't think they're minis, are there? They're not selling minis.
There's a bag of
the minis have the 1950s Elvis. The big ones have the 70s Elvis.
The ones that I saw were full size.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well,
is that our?
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm in Rockville right now by the courthouse, and Target has the minis in the bag.
Now, do they say Reese's peanut butter cups with banana and Elvis on them?
Do they have Reese's, the cups with the, do they have Elvis on them?
Hey, dumbass, did you even check? Why are you calling?
Yeah, my girlfriend works there.
The bag has Elvis on it.
The bag has Elvis on it.
That would mean that inside the bag would be the banana peanut butter cup. That is a win.
If your girlfriend...
So I show up with the bag.
You get $1,000 and you get to smash them all in Max's face.
I'm going to Target right now and getting them.
You know what, dude? You seriously have, 38 minutes, something like that?
43.
Yeah, 43, I'm sorry.
If it's the Target in Rockville, he's here.
Yeah. You know what? That's what's really funny, Matt. That's like 500 feet away. How about that?
It's right across the street.
And it's air-conditioned.
How about that, Mr. Schmott guy? Hey, look at him grinning.
And you know
he likes that he's failed.
Uh-huh. There's two Targets on Route 7.
That's right.
You drove right by them.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey. Yeah, those interns are morons. Tell them to go to Walgreens for the Elvis peanut butter.
Okay, everybody's saying Walgreens.
These are calls we're
getting commercial for Walgreens.
From all over America now we're getting these calls, all these cities. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, they have those at the 7-Eleven behind the Shell station in Leesburg.
There you go. That would be Route 7, wouldn't it?
That would be, and not to give away any state secrets, that would be the one that I went to yesterday.
I had one at 2:15 this afternoon.
Yeah.
How was it?
I stopped in last night to get my Gatorade and saw them in there. That's the one that I was at exactly.
Yeah, it was great, but I'm on my way to work. I go back and get you one and pick up that.
Well, $1,000, my friend, just to show our interns.
And the minis, too. We're not being specific. If they are the banana Reese's peanut butter cups, you know, you got to make your way over here, you get $1,000.
Wonder what that guy did for a living that he's on his way to work.
I bet he works with his hands.
I'm sure he does.
Hey, John Ratzenberger.
John Ratzenberger.
Hey, Siri, we're here. Toil, toil, trouble, trouble.
He used to teach shop, but they don't teach shop anymore.
Let's respect that, huh?
Better start learning Chinese.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Yeah, well, Curly, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.